written by experts and authorities in the field, and professionally narrated for easy listening. This outline is a valuable tool both during your course and before exam time, or if you're simply interested in the subject. Each outline is detailed and comprehensive, covering everything you might expect to learn in a typical law school course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master the course. The material is up to date and cross-referenced with recent case studies covered in leading casebooks. There is a Q&A and a key takeaways section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. In this outline, we'll review the following: Introduction to the Uniform Commercial Code, Scope of UCC Article 2, Legal Controls on Contractual Behavior, Contract Formation, Warranties, Tender, Delivery, and Payment. Also included with your purchase are two bonus audiobooks: The Law School Survival Guide, which is an audiobook full of tips and tricks for succeeding in law school, and The Legal Terminology Audio Learn, which reviews the top 500 legal terms you must know. Audio Learn's law outlines support your studies, help with exam preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter. In this section, we'll discuss tender, delivery, and payment, and the remedies for breach. A. Documentary transactions. Documentary transactions are sales of goods involving documents or payment against documents. In this scenario, the buyer and seller enter into a transaction and contract for goods. Their transaction is governed by either Article 2 or 2A of the UCC. If a contract uses terms like COD, FOB, or CIF, which means the buyer does not have a right to inspect, and when the documents are presented, the buyer makes a payment, then it is a documentary transaction. These contracts let the seller retain control of the goods until payment. The seller and the carrier enter into their own contract, and they enter into a bill of lading, which is a receipt between the seller. The bill of lading is the contract. The carrier gives the bill of lading to the seller, and the seller yields possession to the carrier. 1. Bills of lading. There are two types of bills of lading. First are documents of title, covered by 1-201-15, which includes bills of lading, dock warrants, dock receipts, warehouse receipts, and also any other document which in the regular course of business is treated as evidence that the holder of the document is entitled to possession and entitled to receive, hold, and dispose of the document and good it covered. Second are negotiable instruments, like checks, which must contain a language of negotiability. These are words such as to the order of or to bearer. With negotiable instruments, the seller takes a negotiable bill of lading, gives it to its bank, and forwards the bill of lading and draft, in some cases, and the bill of lading is presented to the buyer through the buyer's bank. Holding the bill of lading entitles the holder to possession of the goods. This process is generally used in international transactions. The seller has control of the goods until payment. 2. Non-negotiable instruments, also called straight bills of lading, are also used to document transactions. In this circumstance, the carrier issues bill of lading to a consignor, the person named in a bill as the person whom the goods have been received for shipment. The consignee is the person to whom the goods will be delivered, as directed by the consignor. Ready for a quiz? Better be, because here is one. Question 1. A true or false? Under the UCC, the party must use the words guarantee or warranty to create enforceable warranties. The answer? False. Under UCC Section 2-313(2), it is not necessary to the creation of an express warranty that the seller use formal language like warrant or guarantee. It is also not necessary that the seller have the specific intention to make a warranty. Question 2. Another true or false. The following language effectively excludes an implied warranty of fitness for a particular purpose. Quote, there are no warranties which extend beyond the description on the face hereof. The answer? True.